Shard down, Paragon down.
Perikov Dalid, Bekokach of Livu Chazal. Chazal went to such a great extent. Bechoimer Onshe Shava Adam Shev, to discuss the Choimer of the punishment of a person, Shev Shilas Utovein Oisek, that can learn and doesn't. Oh, Yishon Opeir Shchas of Shalom, or started on learning and then just walked away from it. Chazal have such strong shyness about this that they even say that he could be cut off from Olam Haba Rechman Litzvan. Like it says in Perek Chelek, right, the last Perek in Sanhedrin where it discusses who still has a Chelek Olam Haba, who doesn't have a Chelek Olam Haba. And it says there, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, he was Mevaza the Dvar Hashem. If doesn't pay attention to the Mishnayis, if Narai Oimer Kosher Evshaloi Lasik B'Torev Eino Oisik, the Sefer Daikra, what does the end of the pasuk say? Chorus to chorus in Epshahi, Avarsha Chazal Shom La'el Minei He Chorus B'Olam Hazeh Se Chorus Olam Abo Yishimiyonu Akos B'Chom Yizeh Akorus. The pasuk saying a very strong lashon of chorus here, She'enu Kishar Kriyitzah Hamurus B'Torev Ashar Avaynis. It's different than every other chorus that's mentioned in the Torah. In other places where it talks about Karis, but it doesn't say that a person that gets Karis is also Nichras from his Chedek Olam Haba. Usually Karis is only talking about this world. Only that Chedek of the Nefesh, which is the lower part of the Neshama, the life force that's in the body, that had shaykhus to the Aveiro, who are nikhras mikisha v'divka chabal animrits. It's cut off from the chain. We mamash learned about this. That there's a chain connecting from the lowest point all the way up to the highest point. And karis means it's cut off from the chain. Shemakush v'dovak aratam. We said the way to do tshuva is to be mechazik the level of the chain above that and have that mashpi onto that. It was connected to the higher part of his neshama, which is still in Shemayim with Avos Kisei HaKavod, which is Bar Leil B'Shar Aleph Ba'orich, like we discussed at length in Shar Aleph. Amim Kanamar, he Kares Tikares. But over here, based on the Gemara in Perek Chelek, we see that we're darshaning here that the, a double lashon. Hayinu Shekol Chelek Bechinas Nabshoi. His entire nefesh lost its chedek olam haba, not just vein lechedek olam haba klal. B'chein pasuk Rambam lahalacha b'chastam Torah. This is the Rambam pasuk into chastam Torah. Yeah, the pasuk into this halacha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The kava kena beis yosef b'shulchan aruch sham lahalacha, and it says so in shulchan aruch in rishman vav. It brings this Gemara in Chelek La Locha. V'chein Rabbeinu Yoina B'shar Tshuva Mona Rabbeinu Yoina counts Esther Madregas 10 levels B'chein Ma'anshe Avoinus in the seriousness of their punishments. When Madrega Achreina Ma'ina Oysa Makas, and at the last level he counts that group of people. Right? The last level he counts those that are included in who Chazal say don't lose the Chedek Olam Haba, and he includes in that me sha'afshal l'lasik b'toyle v'enu oisek. B'chein v'chaim v'tal b'shar ha'kadusha, also v'chaim v'tal mana oisek gam kim b'chav oisem shalim Chedek Olam Haba, also includes it. The Gemara talks about Rosh Hashanah. She had him call him, ain't him call him. They'll be in Gehenna for so long that the Gehenna will end, and they'll still keep going. And Ruchai Vital puts them into that category. Lo yaleinu. By the way, I think it says in Sfarim. Shegenim kolim, heimenim kolim. Also, in those words, is a hint to to a promise, really, that the Baruch Hashem is saying, no matter how bad a person needs a tikkun, in the end, everyone will have their tikkun. Even if someone has to go to Gehenna for a long time, but get him kolah, who ain't a kolah? He'll. I don't know if that is, it's a posh pshat in the Gemara, but Aderech Remez, I think they say, that the male, his neshama will have a tikkun in the end. He'll still be around. He'll be okay. Right? In other words, like they give a marshal, I heard, the Baruch Hashem is not going to leave anybody behind. Right? Sometimes when you read these things, it sounds very, very scary, and it should be scary. Because nobody wants these things. But at the end, at least from the Sefer Chassidus, you see, that the Baruch Hashem doesn't leave anybody behind. At the end, it'll come to a tikkun. Except, you have a choice. They leave a remez of one of those corn mazes, or those bush mazes. Yeah? It's basically what happens, everybody has to get to the middle. Yeah? So the Torah is basically instructions how to get there. Make a right, make a left, make a right, and you'll get there. Now, if you don't follow those directions, you could be lost for days, weeks, years. Right? In the end, everyone will get there. But you want to be the guy that for years and years and years is wandering around lost and has to go through all kinds of yisurim and pain and hardship to get there? Or you want to follow the rules and get there straight? That's the nafkamina. That's the nafkamina. That's what I've heard over, or I saw it inside, I don't remember exactly. But, yeah, that's what it's saying here. Because of the Rambam, at least the Fisifre Chassidus, this is the Hashkof. I don't know if everybody says it like this. That's the Chorah, makes the most sense. Because of a Rambam, to me, because of a Rambam, the Beis Yosef, Shami Shekara Vishana, the Rambam and Beis Yosef write, the Nishikar Vishana appears to have the Oilam, and then he left into the Havli Oilam, Vinir Tamudos Nachai. His own maizim are what made him go be pushed away, and his own chatois are what are preventing the toy from him. He had a choice, and he had the ability. And through callousness and not caring and purposefulness, he chose a bad mekach for himself. He made a bad deal for himself. And not just for himself, but for others. And all the alamas, because like we keep saying, his Torah would have affected all the alamas. He himself showed that he's most in this everlasting life of the Torah. Chiyus and Hiru the Kol Almin, the life and light of all the worlds. Ashal Yodai Mustabik Kabyokov Gujabrik, through that he could have been Mustabik Kabyokov within Hashem himself, his Parak Shemoi. Like we said, because the Torah is a Das of Hashem, and Hashem and his Das are inseparable. Hamachai is Kulim, it could have been Dobuk to the Makor HaChaim, the life source of everything, the Ibn Shalom himself. But he didn't care, and he wasn't interested. And instead he went to destroy the palace of the king. And he darkened the light that could have been mashbia into this world. And the light of his neshama. So for him, Chaim Amitim is not Shaykh. What he's trying to say is, it's a dramatic tzitzah for how he conducted himself. Because for him, Chaim Amitim is not really Shaykh. Because if he never tapped into the light of the Torah, and never tried to tap into the light of the Torah, so then, if for him to have Chaim Amitim would just mean that there'd be a light shining on him that's so bright that it would blind him. He wouldn't be able to do anything with it. He's darkened everything so much that if this light would shine on him, it wouldn't even do anything for him. It wouldn't help him. Because he never got used to the light in this world. He never accustomed his eyes to seeing such a light. So it would just be like that first second where after a very dark room and a bright light shines in you. It's like, you can't see. Adarav, it blinds you from seeing. That's how he would be. So So there's no point for him to be there in this chayim amitim.
He's
pushed away, and he can't be tzura b'tzura chayim. And he'll go to bad negative forces, whatever that means. Time is it? We'll stop here. Very, very strong the shyness of it.